Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Wealthy Thoughts with Dr. Matt Mineta here on Wealthy Wednesday. We are excited to be back with you every Wednesday as we come to share, to teach, to proclaim, to decree the word of God over our lives in regards to wealth, in regards to riches, abundance, and prosperity. And so, beloved, I want you to grab your Bible because today we're going to be sharing with you scriptures on how to build and how to create wealth in your life. That's right, how to create and build wealth in your life. That's why today it is Healthy Thoughts. We know, beloved, that all the wealth, the riches, the honor, the glory comes from God. And He has given you, He has given me power to create wealth. And so we want to release this prophetic word of what God is speaking to us in this time and season in regards to His wealth, and that we will be able to tap into the millions, the billions, the trillions, the quadrillions, whatever level, because all of it comes from God. All the wealth, the riches, the abundance, and the prosperity. If you've been following us, if you've been a part of my Facebook family, if you've been watching our posts on LinkedIn, beloved, we have been releasing God's word in our lives of how we can decree and declare things, that our minds are renewed, that the wealth comes from God, and that He takes great delight in the prosperity of His servants. Oh, yes, it is time for us to shift. It is time for us to change for what God is doing in our lives in this time and in this season. So grab something to write with, because today, beloved, I want to share with you some scriptures, and then we are going to close with some wealth building decrees over your life, knowing that God's word, those blessings, amen, the blessings of the Lord, maketh you rich without toiling and without sorrow. Amen. We find that in Proverbs 10:22. So let us have a word of prayer, and then we will go into our series of looking at wealth building scriptures, Wealthy Thoughts with Dr. Mineta. Father God, we just thank you this day. We thank you for this glorious day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would open up our eyes of understanding, give us revelation, give us a deeper discernment regarding your wealth, regarding your riches, regarding your abundance, regarding your prosperity, oh God, that the people of God that are listening in, oh God, to this live broadcast, or as they listen and are pre-recorded time, oh God, that they will get a greater revelation to the wealth in the earth, oh God, that you created all, the silver, the gold, the gems, the diamonds, the platinum, all resources, oh God, comes from you, and that you are giving them the power, you're giving them the ability, you're giving them the skill to create wealth, to build wealth, in the establishment of your covenant, Father God. You are a covenant-keeping God, your covenant that you established with our forefathers, with our ancestors, oh God, that those blessings on the covenant that you established, oh God, are for us today, and that every promise of wealth, every promise of riches, every promise of abundance, every promise of prosperity belongs to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. This is my hot topic. This is where, beloved, God has called me declare and proclaim and decree over the people's lives. So when we look at today about wealth building scripture, see, the Word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And in order for you to possess the wealth which is in store, you must have faith in God. There it is, beloved. See, everything we receive from God is through faith. You have to believe it, beloved. You have to expect it. We know it's impossible to please God without faith. And faith is the thing that is hoped for. Amen. So when we look at what God is telling us in pertaining to wealth, amen. And wealth is more than money, but we're talking about finances. We want to have wealthy relationships. We want to be spiritually wealthy, mentally wealthy, emotionally wealthy, financially wealthy, socially wealthy, vocationally wealthy, whatever it is, fill in the dot. Fill in what type of wealth you need and want in your life. See, beloved, you must be firmly persuaded that God truly wants you to possess the wealth he has created, the wealth he has created in the earth, the wealth he has created for you. See, it's important that you develop a spirit of faith to believe God when he says he will give you the power, he'll give you his ability to get wealth. So, beloved, what is that faith? So when we are looking at faith and finances and wealth and success and all the things of the world that we think in terms of success and wealth and prosperity, it all comes from God, beloved. We don't have to reject it. We've been duped. We've been tricked. That we've been rejecting God's wealth. We've been rejecting God's riches and his abundance because Jesus said in 10:10 that he came, John 10:10, he came that you would have life and you would have it more abundantly. And that in Psalms 35:27, that the Lord God takes great delight, he takes great pleasure in your prosperity. Oh, this is what the Word is saying, beloved. So it's simply believing God's written promises to the point where you have no doubt that the promise is for you and then speaking what you believe. Speaking in Job 22:28, and it says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. That's why we got to work our mouths. We got to work our mouths. We meditate on it in our hearts. I call it my head-heart theory. Head, heart, mouth. Head, heart, and mouth. So you meditate on it. You ponder upon it. Amen. And then you speak it. You speak it into existence. Amen. Then faith without actions is dead. So you're not just to be a hearer, but you must be a doer of the word. So as I release this prophetic word today, that you would hear by the power of the Holy Spirit, that it would saturate in your spirit, in your mind, that God would give you a witty invention and creativity, because he said he's given you power. He's given you ability to create wealth. So we have to stand on promises. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Huh? Oh, yes, beloved. This is voice activated. Your faith building, your wealth creation is voice activated. Oh, yes, voice activated. Speak it, decree it, proclaim it, declare it, confess it. It's voice activated, beloved. And see, everything God does is by his spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. Spirit, says the Lord. Everything done. Everything is God's way, beloved. It begins in the spirit realm. The wealth transfer, the wealth building, the wealth creation. See, know that the Spirit of the Lord does nothing without his word. We know the word goes forth and does not come back void unto God, but it is sent forth. It will accomplish. It will complete what he has sent it to do. The word, beloved. So in order for you and me to speak and to see the promise come to pass, you must use God's word. God is going to stand by his word. Everything else may pass away, but his word will stand forever. See, God upholds all things by his mighty word of power. God hastens to perform his word so that no word of him is void of power. Power, power, power. You know how powerful it is, his word. But it shall accomplish what he pleases. It shall prosper in the things whereto he sends it. So I want you to hear this, beloved, out of your mouth, that you are confessing and decreeing these words, God's words, these scriptures, these wealth-building scriptures, as we will decree God's blessings over our lives today, and that we would do it daily. You may get one scripture that saturates and penetrates your spirit, that God speaks to you, because I want you to know, beloved, there is power to create wealth in your mouth and in your heart. Remember what I said, head, heart, and mouth. Head, heart, and mouth. There's power for you to create wealth. See, get the word of God. Get that word of God deep down in your heart. Because what you create with your mouth is what's in your heart. Mm-hmm. Life and death is in the power of life and death is in your tongue. Speak life. Speak wealth. Speak riches. Speak abundance. Speak prosperity. You probably say, oh, that's some prosperity preacher. Oh, beloved, if you want to call me that, yes. I'll gladly receive the title, because that title, beloved, I'm standing on the promises and the word of God, and so should you. Hallelujah. And what the word says pertaining to God's wealth and riches, we have already said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, in Matthew 12:34. Look at it, beloved. What you create with your mouth is what's in your heart. Matthew tells us that in chapter 15, verse 18. So we make wealth deposits. That's right. Just like when you go to the bank or your credit union or into your investment account, you make wealth deposits. You make deposits by putting God's word in your heart and then speaking the goodness of God's word out of our mouths. God said, I create the fruit of the lips. That we know in John, it says that we would be fruit bearers, and that we would bear much fruit, and that our fruit would remain. So, beloved, what is the fruit that you are bearing? What are you speaking, or what are you creating out of your lips? See, fruit is a produce, and God will produce his word, which comes from your lips. Fruit is produced. So it's time to take back. That's right. It's time to take back what the devil has stolen from you. He's stolen from you your wealth, your riches, your abundance. The prosperity of God. It all comes from our Heavenly Father. We know John 10:10 said the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said he came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. So it's time to take back. It's time to take it back, take it back, take it back, go into the devil's camp and take it back. And so enough is enough. You don't have to put up with the pressures of lack and the pressures of debt and the pressures of not enough. You do not have to live in mediocrity. You can live in superiority, beloved. You can live a wealthy life. Yes, you can. You can live a rich life. You can live a life of abundance. You can live a prosperous life because we know the word of God said to Joshua in 1:8. He was telling Joshua to meditate. Let me read that for you because I don't want you to say, oh, she's just making up some words and she just telling us anything. No, beloved, I'm giving you what the word of God as instructions for us today. Joshua 1:8. I know it's a familiar passage of scripture, but I want to read it for you here for the 10 zillionth time. Because, see, when you hear the word, faith comes by what? Faith comes by hearing the word. That's right. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I want you to hear the word of God, what he is saying to Joshua in chapter 1, verse 8. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now, that's the word of God speaking to us about good success, speaking to us about prospering. He's given us instructions that the book of the law, the word of God, shall not leave from your mouth. It should always be in your mouth, beloved. That's what I'm saying. Not speaking what the world says, but what does the word of God say to us? That's what it should never leave us. The word of God should never leave from our mouth. That's what we should be speaking. We should be speaking it. We should be meditating on it. Head, heart, mouth. Head, heart, mouth. We should be meditating on it day and night, throughout the day, his word. Throughout the evening, his word. That you observe, that means put into action. Put into action the word of God. You are to observe to do according to all, not some, to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you, beloved, you that's listening to me today, you will make your way prosperous. That's what God is saying to Joshua, his servant, who was given the charge to lead the Israelites into that promised land, that land of milk and honey, for them to put their foot on. Moses led them out of bondage, out of Egypt, out of slavery, but Joshua was leading them into freedom, into the blessing, into the prosperity, into the promised land, the land that he promised, that he swore with our forefathers, that he swore, beloved, with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And here we see 430 years that they're getting ready to enter into that promised land. That's what he said to Joshua. Meditate on it. And then you will have good success, beloved. Godly success. Hallelujah. So we have to know, beloved, we're going in to take back. I don't know about you. If you can stand, if you're not driving and you're listening in, if you can stand and take a step forward, that you are walking into your wealthy place, that you're stepping into those promises of God, which are yea and amen. So as we look at these wealth-building, wealth-creating scriptures today to help you build your faith, to receive the wealth of God, to receive the riches of God, to receive the abundance of God, to receive the prosperity of God. So, beloved, I'm going to share with you a series of scriptures that I want you to meditate on, just like God instructed Joshua in the book of the law. Meditate on these scriptures. Believe God's word in your heart and begin to speak them. That's right. Early in the morning, in the noonday, in the evening, speak. What's in your heart? Speak the word of God. Speak it. Speak them daily in the name of Jesus. Meditate on them and speak it. For we see, beloved, Abraham became very wealthy in stock and in silver and gold. That's Genesis 13:2. And that you and I, we are Abraham's seed, and God promised to bless the seed of Abraham. We've been engrafted in, beloved. Look at Genesis 3, not Genesis. Look at Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 29. Put your name in the scriptures and begin to call yourself wealthy. Begin to call yourself wealthy, beloved. I am wealthy, and I prosper in all that I do, all the plans and actions that God has entrusted to me in Jesus' name. Make a mantra. What is your mantra? Have a mantra, something that you are saying daily, beloved, that you are meditating on daily. We've heard this one, I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. It's simple. But you want to get that where it's residing, amen, and it's saturating, that's the word. It's saturating, that is overflowing in your spirit, in your heart, in your mind, and then in your mouth. That's right, in your mouth, that I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm prosperous in all the things that I do. Oh, I'm going to share with you before we close out some wealth declarations, some wealth affirmations for your consideration. In Genesis 26 and 13, it says, the man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. I am very wealthy and prosperous. We're talking about Isaac. Now, this is Abraham's son. So now we see generational wealth being created and transformed. Generational wealth from Abraham now to Isaac. And Isaac became very wealthy in the same year that he planted, that he sowed. No matter what is going on around you, it was famine in the land, it was drought in the land. But God, because he is a God-keeping, promise-keeping, covenant-keeping God, and what he swore with Abraham, he carried it forth to his generation, which was Isaac and Jacob. So God gave Isaac instruction not to leave the land, that he would bless him because of Abraham. He's going to prosper him because of Abraham. And God kept his promise, just as he said toward Isaac. Amen. Go in there and read it. Genesis 26. And then Genesis 31, verse 16 says, surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children. So do whatever God has told you. Here we are, beloved, again, looking at this wealth transfer that God has put in place And God changes not. 5,000 years later, God's promises, God's words are still yea and amen. And we are under that covenant blessing of Abraham through Christ Jesus. I can feel this stirring up in my spirit that we have been given the power to create wealth in the establishment of God's covenant, which he swore with our forefathers, which he swore with our ancestors, that God is downloading in you today, witty inventions, creativity, that your gift will make room for you and take you before mighty men, that your skills, your abilities, the power that God has given you today, beloved, step into it. Step into that power, that you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But I want you to remember the word of God says, the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability, who gives you the power to create, to produce wealth. So confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. God changes not, beloved. So let's stop believing what society has said, that you got to be poor and you got to do it this way. No, let's do it God's way, because God's ways are not our ways, and God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher. His ways are higher, beloved, but we must tap into what God is telling us in this time today. The Spirit of the Lord has spoken that we are in a season of accelerated wealth. Hallelujah. And that we are in this season, this harvest of wealth, beloved. Supernatural wealth comes to your house today. Supernatural wealth and riches dwell in your house today. Oh, you got to shift to receive it, beloved. You got to shift and to believe what God is speaking to you today through this radio broadcast. For we know wealth and honor comes from God, that he's the ruler of all things, beloved, and in his hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. 1 Chronicles 29:12. Meditate on this, beloved. All the wealth, all the honor, all the riches, it comes from God. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from a J-O-B. Beloved, we are meditating and standing on God's word this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms 30:36-8, beloved, tells us to put our trust in the Lord, that we will put our trust in the Lord, and I shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of his house, and God makes me to drink of the river of his pleasures. Think about that, beloved. We're coming to a close of this show today, but we're going to continue on. For those that have dialed in live, you can call us and continue with us for the next 15 minutes, and our call-in number is 1-347-945-6272. 1-347-945-6272. That's our live call-in number. We will continue in this vein today and sharing with these wealth-building scriptures and our decrees. You don't want to miss it. Dial the number now. Dial the number now. Another scripture is telling us, beloved, in Proverbs 10:22, that the blessings of the Lord makes truly us rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither toiling, no toiling. The blessings of the Lord makes you rich with no sorrow, without toiling, beloved. That's what God is calling us today, that the wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yield folly. The wealth of the wise is their crown. Today, beloved, we're decreeing the wealth of God over our lives in the name of Jesus. And so as we come to the close today, I want us to close with these decrees. For the word says, if you decree a thing, it shall be established. That we are affirming these words over our lives, beloved. See, as you affirm, it gets down in your spirit, at your ear. Faith comes by hearing the word. You got to hear it in your spirit, beloved. Not me, not my voice, but your voice. As you affirm, as you decree, as you declare, as you confess in the name of Jesus. So these are some wealth declarations that you can meditate on, beloved, that you can decree in the morning, in the noonday, and in the evening, as you go about your daily activity, that you are speaking the word of God over your life, because you know, beloved, the wealth comes from God, the riches come from God, the abundance comes from God, the prosperity comes from God. So you are standing on his promises, which are yea and amen. So we can decree and declare that we gratefully accept wealth and prosperity and abundance in our lives. That I have natural ability to attract great wealth into my life. I have all the resources I need right now to become a millionaire, a multimillionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire, a quadrillionaire. Whatever God wants to do, he can bless me. He can bless me indeed, because he has given me the power. He's given me the resources. He's given me the ability to become a kingdom millionaire, a kingdom billionaire, a kingdom trillionaire, a kingdom quadrillionaire. Hallelujah. That I have the ability to create all the wealth that I want to create, because God has given me that power. He's given me that ability. He's given me that because of his covenant that he swore with our forefathers, the covenant for the establishment, his promises, and he's a promise-keeping God. I decree and declare that I have the ability to create wealth right now, right now. I have the ability to create wealth right here, right now. Can you join with me? Those that are out there, can you join with me and say, I decree and declare that I have the ability to create wealth right here, right now. Beloved, I don't care where you're at in the world that you're listening in. You could be in a village. You could be in a cave. You can be in an impoverished environment, in a home, in a city, in a state, in a country. Beloved, but God's word is true. It's yea and amen, and God cannot lie. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare I help other people increase their wealth, and this increases mine as well. Hallelujah, that we will be a blessing to one another, that God has blessed me to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare my wealth. I decree and declare I increase my wealth. I increase my wealth by improving the lives of others. I increase my wealth by improving the lives of others. Get that in your spirit. I increase my wealth by improving the lives of others. We know Jabez cried out to the Lord to bless him and to increase him indeed, to increase his territory, to increase his borders. We are decreeing and declaring and saying that our wealth increases so we can be a blessing to others, to carry out the covenant of God's commandments, to carry out the covenant that God established, that we have the power and the ability to create wealth. We are confessing his words over our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Wealthy thoughts, beloved. Wealthy thoughts in regards to what God is speaking to us through his word, that we have been given the power to create and to build wealth in this time and in this season. Don't hold back. Don't hold back to what God has told us, what God has promised us. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 11 says, wisdom is as good as being rich. In fact, wisdom is better. So we decree and declare that we will have wisdom that will create wealth in our lives. Oh, I'm excited, beloved, on this journey. Every Wednesday, we want you to be a part of what God is speaking to us. And so as we come to a close, I want to read out of Jeremiah 9:23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. Let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfactions and earthly riches. So, beloved, as I decree, claim, as I confess, these scriptures, I want you to spend time meditating on them to get full revelation of what God is saying to you. Read the scriptures. Study the scriptures. Meditate on the scriptures. Memorize the scriptures. Decree, declare, confess the scriptures out loud. That's right. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and confess these scriptures until faith comes, and that they will give you a solid foundation for developing faith to possess wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity in your life. Because, beloved, once you come into agreement with what God's word says about wealth, you release your faith by thanking God. That's right. Thanking God for the knowledge of the truth that you were born to be wealthy. You can decree that I was born to be wealthy. I am wise. I am prosperous. I am rich. I was born to be wealthy. Think about that, beloved. You are heir of God Almighty, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So all the promises are yea and amen for you. You are an heir. And as we continue to look at wealthy thoughts, beloved, that our minds would be transformed to how we see God's wealth, how we see God's riches, how we see God's abundance, how we see God's prosperity. Yes, beloved, that you would meditate on it, that you would read the scriptures out loud. And once you come into agreement with what God's word says about wealth, you're going to have a mountain-moving faith regarding the wealth. And so I close with this scripture that you can confess and decree today, beloved, today, found in Psalms 118, verse 25. And it says, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. That's a good one to meditate. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. O Lord, I beseech you, send now prosperity. Is anybody catching that in the spirit? O Lord, I beseech you, send prosperity now. I've seen it in other translations that it says, send prosperity and success. So, O Lord, I beseech you, send now prosperity and success. Oh, catch it, catch it, catch it. What God is giving us today, His word, beloved, His word. Send prosperity now. Oh, Lord, I pray. I pray. I ask. Send prosperity now. Send prosperity now. Send prosperity now. Send your prosperity. Send your wealth. Send your riches. Send your abundance. Send your success. That's what he told Joshua. You will prosper and have good success. So when we shout out, beloved, I want you to know prosperity, amen, comes in many different forms. But there are words that are related to prosperity. When we look at the word of God, that blessings, prosper, glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. All of these words represent the different aspects of prosperity. Prosperity, beloved. So as we look at Psalms 118 and verse 25, we can say, O Lord, I pray now. I pray, send now favor. I pray now that you send blessings. O Lord, I pray, send now success. O Lord, I pray now, send wealth. Oh, Lord, I pray now, send abundance. Oh, Lord, I pray, send now peace. Send your peace, your shalom peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Oh, Lord, I pray now, send plenty. I pray now, Lord, that you send increase, 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 increase. Oh, Lord, I pray now, send promotion. Oh, Lord, I pray, send now plenty. Oh, Lord, now, send goodness. Oh, beloved, oh, it should be stirring in your spirit that as we confess God's word, as we meditate on God's word, these wealth-building, wealth-creating scriptures that God has promised to you. These are the promises of God, promises of His prosperity, promises of His wealth and His riches and His abundance and His prosperity to manifest in our lives. So, beloved, as we come to the close today, I pray in the name of Jesus that God's peace, God's provision, God's prosperity, and God's protection be upon you and your household. That is my prayer for you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. This is Wealthy Thoughts with Dr. Mineta. We look